This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are going to, let's catch up on the latest, shall we? The latest from the truthaboutguns.com. We do that with editor-in-chief and slightly under the weather editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir. I hope you're feeling better.
I'm feeling okay. Thanks very much.
So, surely, you have had a couple of good yucks going on here of late since these, I mean, the last time we spoke, we didn't know what the verdict was going to be. Had our hopes.
Has the jury come in?
Yes, they have.
Oh, they have. Oh,
yeah, they have.
Oh, I've been a little under the weather.
I understand.
No, I'm well aware of that. I was watching it as it unfolded on Friday.
So let's kick off with that. You have a quote about the real reason the angry left is outraged over the Rittenhouse trial verdict. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this is from somebody who's a reliable supporter of the Second Amendment and a keen cultural observer too. This is Larry Correa.
Doesn't he have a very big YouTube channel that looks at real self-defense situations? Am I right about?
I think that's a different person with the same.
A different Korea? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's a different Korea. This is he's an author and he's got a popular website, a blog called Monster Hunter Nation, the way he sees it, the problem is here that and the reason that we're seeing Trump-level derangement after the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse is that it exposes a lot of the lies that they've been telling all along and takes away a lot of the tools they've been using. Let's see what he said here. The jury's decision didn't just say that Rittenhouse was not guilty, but by extension it says their useful idiot rioters were guilty, which damages the narrative. And any time the truth goes against the narrative, the truth gets a bullet in the back of the neck, as we've seen all weekend long. If you've been paying any attention, I mean, we still have papers and networks that are reporting that he armed himself up and drove in from another state in order to shoot people. We have newspapers that are reporting that one, two, or three of the people he shot, number one, were victims, number two, were black. Just unbelievable errors that if they'd been paying any attention at all to the trial, they'd know that that these things are absolutely false. They've been proven false in a court of law, and that's what drives them insane. And we've seen just unbelievable. This is just Trump inauguration level screaming fits in Twitter, on front pages of national newspapers, and on op-ed pages. It's kind of fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun to watch. You know, the only thing that galls me about this, though, is the stuff that they're saying about this kid. They're still trying to they're still trying to make out that he is a murderer. They tried to turn this into a one of these racial things when it was never a racial thing. Even Black America is sitting around going, what are you guys talking about? This was self-defense. These guys are so, so unself-aware that they're not even cognizant of the fact that they sound like idiots.
They do. I'm trying to twist this into a racial issue is just jaw-dropping. You know, this is a white guy who shot three other white guys. And how you somehow convert that into a racial incident and an example of white supremacy or something like that is, I don't know, it's beyond my comprehension level.
Way beyond mine. It's like the other thing that I've noticed, though, and it seems to have really been coming, it's really erupted since the Rittenhouse thing. They've been out there calling black people who talk conservatively white supremacists.
Well, yeah, because they've been doing that for a while. I mean, they called Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy. I mean, there are basically two main responses they have to anything that they don't like or that doesn't go their way. It's either racism or it's white supremacy. And the fact that whatever it is they don't like, whether it's Larry Elder or Winsome, and her name just went right out of my head, the new
Candace.
Lieutenant Governor-elect.
Oh,
no,
Winsome Sears.
Yes, Winsome Sears. She's, of course, an example of white supremacy, too. Never mind the fact that she's black. None of that matters. And they have no compunction at all about calling her a racist or a white supremacist. The only thing that they stopped just short of calling her an Uncle Tom, but that's really what they're doing. When you call Larry Elder or Winsome Sears the black face of white supremacy, what you're really doing is calling them an Uncle Tom. That's the path at which we find ourselves these days.
Well, the only problem is this. They realize now what the law is in Wisconsin. I wonder, and you know, they have tried to put this chill on self-defense. Tried it with the McCluskeys. They tried it with this kid. And that's not working. And now, I guess their problem is going to be that they don't get to walk around with that intimidation factor of, we'll just come in and burn your city down, when at the same time, it's now, you know, based upon what they say, it's open season on them. It's Antifa season. No, it's BLM season. Weather season, you know, that thing. So
that's what Correa said. He said the outrage over this trial is because the left is terrified of losing another tool in their toolbox. They love lawless mobs terrorizing you and wrecking your stuff. They love having you too scared of the system to stand up to their dirtbags. That's exactly the problem, because Kyle was out there trying to do good. You can question his judgment for being there. That's what he's trying to do. And when he was attacked, he defended himself according to the law.
I got asked about that. I got interviewed on another radio show, believe it or not. And I was asked if that was the thing to be doing. And I said, listen, here's the thing. As somebody trains to be a gunfighter, everybody that trains me tells me if I don't want none, don't take none. Mm-hmm. However, there's also this saying out there that the only way for evil to win is for good men to sit by and do nothing.
Correct.
So it becomes a matter of what are we going to do and how far are we going to let this go. And I think we've let it go as far as we need to let it go. I don't think it can go any further. Coming up on the first break, hang on for me if you can. Dan is the editor-in-chief at a very prolific website called thetruthaboutguns.com. Well over 10, 15 new articles every day, covering the entire spectrum of the gun world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with the editor-in-chief from Truth About Guns, thetruthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. Let's go to this article by Lee Williams regarding the more of the Trump-level insanity. Because we've seen a lot of people weighing in on this, like Nadler, Jerry Nadler. I think in the dictionary, if they do phrases where like clueless, that's whose picture you put beside it, Jerry Nadler's.
Yeah, he couldn't help waddling into the national stage in the aftermath of the not guilty verdict, and he's calling for a federal investigation now since the state obviously was unable to prove that young Mr. Rittenhouse committed a crime. There's a couple problems with that. Number one, there doesn't seem to be any federal crime here. Sometimes the feds will wade in on the presumption that someone's civil rights were denied, but it's pretty much been clearly determined that Rittenhouse was defending himself against three attackers. It's hard to do to figure out a way that he allegedly deprived them of their civil rights. Plus, Merrick Garland has the FBI very busy investigating PTA meetings and school board meetings and bugging the phones of concerned parents and things like that. So I doubt he's got anybody to devote to that effort anyway.
Yeah, he forgot about those parts. Then we have this stuff. We have these. I was in the military, and in the military, that was a really good place to be if you had never been exposed to anybody of a different race before, right?
That's
in your young, tender life, right? Now, I was bussed. I was forcefully integrated in the 70s when I was going to school. I wasn't aware of that fact, but I was. And the whole time, laughed my butt off the whole time, had a great time in these black communities. Couldn't have cared less that I was in a black community. I wasn't real wild about the long bus ride.
Right.
But after a while, I got used to that, too. But today, we got way too many people like Joy Reid. She's out there, and she still thinks laws were written for white men. And the Declaration of Independence, and if you look at our background, when they were ratifying a whole bunch of things, they already knew during that ratification process that they were going to have to get rid of two things: polygamy and slavery.
Joy Reid has never been able to find a situation that she can't twist into an example of white supremacy. If she goes through the drive-thru at McDonald's or French fries are cold, it's obviously an example of racism. Exactly. So something like the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, while there, again, as we said in the last segment, there's no clear, there's no evidence of any racial angle to the story at all. Again, it's one white guy shooting three other white guys. She, of course, has jumped right on that bandwagon. She said in a tweet, we're watching the criminal justice system that was designed to do exactly what it did. Gun laws helped to enhance the design to allow that verdict. This country was built on the idea of white men had a particular kind of freedom. And she said, law enforcement, including a department known to cover up its own lawless acts of violence. And here she's talking about the Jacob Blake shooting. Which was hardly covered up. That's what precipitated all the rioting to begin with. She said they seemed to give cover to Rittenhouse from the get-go. Now think about that. She's accusing the Kenosha police and the Kenosha prosecutors, the local criminal justice system, in providing cover to Rittenhouse. Now, what happened was he was arrested. And then he was charged with five felonies and two misdemeanors. Three of those felony charges were first-degree murder, or two of them was first-degree murder, one was attempted murder. That hardly, it's hard to picture the world, a world in which that constitutes providing cover for someone. There are a lot of places in saner times and in saner jurisdictions where he would never have been charged with anything at all because the video evidence and everything else surrounding what happened pretty much indicated that he was defending himself from attack. The swiftness of the charges without much of an investigation and the prosecution, as inept as it was pretty much an example of trying him and persecuting him through the legal justice system, where the process is the punishment. I don't see how even she can mentally reconcile saying that that was a white supremacist system providing cover to Kyle Rittenhouse. It's just crazy.
Some of these guys are making it sound, though. And I look at the movies of Quentin Tarantino as caricature, right? They are always extremely going in some direction. And look at Django Unchained. And they make it sound like Kyle Rittenhouse got let go. They sent him home with a complimentary mint julep, and he went back to his Illinois plantation to celebrate sitting around and being born a Caucasian while he gave thanks at the Caucasian religion altar.
And watched all his slaves pick cotton in front of his front lawn.
Yeah, right, all that.
It's just such an unbelievable and ridiculous caricature of this kid.
They got the special Christmas edition mint julep to go cups for you. And, those are collector items. So, that was put in place for white people.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time before you get Kyle Rittenhouse engraved mint julep cups.
What you ought to do? You ought to get with the founding fathers of the truth about guns and say, listen, we're going to do a Black Lives Matter magical mystery tour, and we're going to invite all of the leftists, and we're going to take them on a nice day trip through Chicago's inner city. And we need to hold it like we have to have at least five people sign up for it to actually go do it, because they're not going to show up anyway. But, make an article about that and get out there and say, how many of you? Oh, nobody shows up. Okay, they don't care. Black lives don't really matter to the left. Check that article out at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say a deadly Christmas parade rampage was not related to terrorism.
The suspect was taken in custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect under arrest as a lifelong criminal.
Daryl E. Brooks, male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee. 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with additional charges based on the investigation.
Brooks was out on jail after he was charged with purposely running over a woman with his vehicle. President Biden says Fed Chair Jerome Powell will stay in place for a second term, Biden making it official during a White House ceremony on Monday, praising the Fed for its role in a robust economic recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC says COVID-19 has killed more Americans this year than last year. Numbers from Johns Hopkins University show more than 392,000 people have died from COVID-19 so far this year, compared to just over 377,000 in 2020, and there's still a month to go. Altogether, more than 770,000 Americans have reportedly died from the coronavirus, with new infections rising in 38 states. Some of the biggest surges are seen in Democratic states such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, and New Mexico. U.S. troops serving around the world are getting a taste of home for Thanksgiving. The military sending nearly 60,000 pounds of roasted turkey to installations ahead of the holiday. More than 390,000 pounds of traditional holiday foods were also sent, including ham, sweet potatoes, and pies, to ships and bases worldwide. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And this article is interesting to me simply because, and I'd like to know what you think about this. Don't go outside your house to confront intruders.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier, Mr. Correa, this is the actual Mr. Correa, who runs something called Active Self-Protection and runs these videos. And this is a situation, and I'm not sure where this happened, but somebody was home, heard some commotion outside his house, and there were some people apparently trying to get in one or two of his cars. He went outside with a gun, and while the people who were trying to get into his car ran off, they had an accomplice in a car parked in the street who took a couple of shots at him, hit him in the leg. And the lesson here, according to Mr. Correa, is, look, it's a car. It's insured. It's not worth your life. It's not worth getting in a situation where you go out and draw a gun on, shoot, maybe even kill someone who has not attacked you, because it, depending on where you live, the laws of self-defense do not allow for you to go out and confront people who have not attacked you. If they're trying to get in your house, that's another situation. But if they're doing something outside your house and you go out there and confront them, there are a lot of prosecutors who will not see that as a valid claim of self-defense.
I would agree with that as long as it's property.
Well, however, yeah, of course.
Yeah, as long as it's property. But like like in the case of Ahmaud Arbery, you saw a bunch of guys in the neighborhood chasing a guy down.
Exactly. That's
what if totally cooler heads had intervened? But, I mean, they would have to intervene, and they would have to have options with them, i.e. they'd have to go arm themselves. And that could turn into something volatile, but, I mean, that had to be horrific for that to unfold in front of you. And that be, and you know, I don't know that much about Mr. Arbery. I don't know if he was an angel or sort of a dirty angel or what he was, but at the same time, he was chased down by cars.
Exactly. And he was not just out there apparently jogging, whether he stopped. You know, we wrote out the whole thing. He allegedly had, there had been a house in the neighborhood that was under construction that had some things stolen. There's no evidence that I saw at the time that he was involved in any of that. Anyway, we're about to find out that trial is about to go to the jury right now.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what happened there. But correct. You know, the issue here in our post is just deals with property. If you see an assault on someone, that's another story. I mean, and then that's still a decision you have to make. But going out in defense of innocent life is something that is generally much more defensible.
Yeah, let me make that perfectly clear. Nobody has a moral obligation to go out and protect anybody but yourself.
Correct.
I mean, there may be, now that, you know, if that's a kid you babysit, you
right.
may feel the moral
obligation.
If it's
your child, if
yeah.
it's your wife, whatever, obviously you're going to do that. If it's somebody you don't know, if you see a man beating up a woman or something like that, that's a decision you have to make. A lot of people, most people wouldn't be able to avoid going out and trying to help her and stop the attack. That said, you have no obligation to do that, and you could find yourself in legal difficulties, depending on how a situation like that goes, even though your intent and your heart was in the best place possible, and, you know, trying to stop her from being assaulted, raped, killed, whatever. So, yeah, these things can get complicated.
Carrying a gun is not for the faint of heart. Because you got to make a lot. You're going to get in this kind of situation. You're going to be in a moment where you got to make a lot of decisions really, really fast.
Right, and that's why you need to think through those kinds of situations in advance.
Right.
And that's what a lot of good concealed carry classes do. They can't go through all that in, you know, 1 4-hour class, whatever it is you take, but they at least start to talk through about those things with you, and in the hopes that you will start thinking about that in case, you know, God forbid, you ever find yourself in that situation. You
right.
need to think through those, what you would do, what you wouldn't do, and please, please, please know the laws where you live and how they might apply in a self-defense situation.
See, this is my thing, and, I mean, when I got out of the military, there were no may issue permit laws in my state.
Right.
To carry a gun in my state, I had to become what was called a state constable, which was very expensive to do. And you had to know somebody in politics, so it was a sort of a privilege, if you will. And so I just started carrying a gun. In all honesty, I just started carrying a gun. And I had to draw that gun twice.
A lot of people do that. I mean, a lot of people say, look, I'm not going to go through the hoops. I can't afford it. I don't want to go through. I don't have the time. But I definitely don't want to be a victim, so I'm going to carry a gun in the hopes that, you know, I never need it. But if I really do, I'd rather have it save my life and deal with the legal consequences. Now, we don't recommend that. A lot of people do.
No, I don't recommend it. But, I mean, the only reason I went out and recognized, when I got into radio, I recognized that I needed to go ahead and do this because now I was getting sort of in the public eye. And then
right.
I got in the public eye of some people purporting to be Islamic fundamentalists after I did a show about Sharia law. And I already had my paperwork filed with SLED in the state of South Carolina. And I had to call the, I let the attorney general see the transcript in the chat room from where they were talking about the really short haircut they were going to give me. And I got all that walked through pretty quick.
Well,
and, yeah. But I mean,
there are a lot of jurisdictions where they, none of that will cut any ice at all.
Well, I sort of, I was having the attorney general on my show once a month. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't know who I was. And I was also having the county sheriff of that county where these guys came from. They went out and paid a little visit to them.
Right.
Said, you better hope this guy doesn't get hit by a bus. The problem was I had 6 billboards ringing the city with my head 20 feet tall. Now, can you imagine my head being 20 feet tall? Man. So they knew exactly. They knew where I lived, and they knew what I looked like, so I had to do something about that. But, I mean,
right.
Up to that point, I knew that I had to go ahead and make it legal. And I'd already taken the permit class and all the other stuff, and I was just waiting on it to get through. And then I sort of got it expedited. But anyway. Yeah, and I did that because I was not willing to take that chance on waiting for the cops to get there. But
right.
Like I said, I don't recommend that to anybody. Hang on for me one more time, sir. We got one more break to get through. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, all of this stuff we're talking about, is from the front pages of TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And first of all, I have to, I got a bone to pick with you, man. I went out there and I bought a 4570 the other day, and I've been building it up into a Tyrannosaurus Rex gun. But I think it is very, very irresponsible to tell people to shoot pumpkins with those things.
Should owners just confine those expensive rounds to Tyrannosauri?
Well, you know, it's not so much that they're expensive. It's that there's just not that many of them out there that I found. I mean, when I bought the gun, I found 80 rounds of ammo just like that. And it, but I mean, it was a, I don't know how much they cost before I bought this gun. So I don't know if they've always been sort of pricey. They're awful big, so I would imagine they've always been sort of pricey, have they?
Higher on the price scale. Unfortunately, I don't remember what they were in the time before. I'm guessing, what did you pay, about $1.50 a round, something like that?
I was paying, I think I paid like $48 for a box of 20.
Yow. Ouch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a pretty decent ammo. It's some Hornady Lever Revolution.
Lever Revolution or whatever they call it. But no, it's very good ammo. So if you're going to go out hunting, there's nothing on this continent you can't take with one of those.
Well, I will shoot some stuff that will be frivolous and stupid, but I will do that just to test it. And I'm only going to shoot it probably 6 times. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I have built it up, though. It's quite the thumper.
Well, I'm sure it is. And to be fair, we weren't the one who was suggesting people shoot pumpkins. That was the good people at Henry Rifles.
Mine's a Henry's.
We definitely
I like
agree
it.
With them. Best thing you can do with a pumpkin is shoot the hell out of it, as far as I'm concerned. not a pumpkin pie fan. but they make great pumpkin. I mean, if you're gonna plink, shooting pumpkins is that's a lot of fun.
shooting is fun, period, anyway. But I mean,
shooting is fun,
when I saw that, I just saw that anytime the Henry's thing pops up, I was completely unaware of, and this has happened to me before. I had a scout rifle there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I filmed me shooting the scout rifle, and I filmed me talking about the scout rifle. And this is when Boyd's Gun Stocks was a sponsor of mine, and I put different stocks on the scout rifle. And I was completely unaware of the other subsets of the gun culture, to where there was such a devotee, so many people devoted to that gun platform. And then I got to meet a guy named Andy Langlois. Do you know him?
I don't think so.
He's the one that developed the Rhodesian sling for Jeff Cooper.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, when he was, you know, Jeff Cooper was a big scout rifle guy.
He pretty much invented it, didn't he? Didn't he sort
of the concept, but then again, I was a big fan of Jeff Cooper because he also was a big proponent of the 10mm. Mm-hmm. And I like the 10mm, so that's why I got this. I got the T-Rex combo. So I have.
Who makes this T-Rex combo?
Well, first of all, I got a Henry's X in 45-70.
Nice.
And then I put a Ranger Precision Point rail and six-shot quiver on the front end of it, and then I put a Ranger Point Precision Comet break on the end of it, which will really soften these hotter loads of 45-70.
Right.
It's going to thump like a shotgun anyway. And I've got some elastic cards that I'm going to Velcro to the buttstock, and I'm going to have six rounds on one end and six rounds on the other end and four rounds in the gun. And that's actually quite the combat load for a gun like that, I would imagine. But I also have two spare cards to go with that. The other part of the combo is a Poly 80 10mm. So,
that sounds like a lot of firepower you're carrying there.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this thing with Dean Weingarten for the longest time, where we talk about whenever the elk hunters go out and they're cleaning the elk, and then the grizzly bears show up to clean the hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's astounding how many guys go out and hunt with just, like, if they're bow hunting, that's what they take.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard all the stuff about, well, Bill, you have obviously never humped out there in a hunt. No, I've never humped in a hunt before. I did have to do this 135-mile road march three different times in Germany while I was in the Army, and we had to do that in 3 days. So I'm well aware of the whole idea of the you're basically running at that pace, and I couldn't do it again today to save my life. Not to save my life, but, I mean, yes, I'm fully aware of the whole idea that ounces equal pounds and pounds equal pain, but you can't put a 10mm pistol on your chest in case, you know, somebody smells the guts of that elk, or when that rifle shot sounds like a dinner bell. You wouldn't want to do that. So, to that end, I've decided to build the T-Rex combo.
Nice. And are you putting an optic on this, or are you using irons, or what?
I have the XS Sights rail and optic system on it. It's a ghost rail sight.
Exactly what I was going to suggest.
Excellent, excellent setup. Excellent setup. And it's I'm in love with the lever gun. I'm in love. I haven't shot it yet, but I'm in love with it.
Yeah, you read my mind. The XS lever rail is just. That's as good as it gets. If you're gonna be doing that. Great irons, and it makes it easy to put an optic on there if that's what you want to do. You've got a very nice setup there.
I'm trying to find an optic that is low enough to the mount to where I can see through it without raising my head much, but it has a little gap between the bottom to where I can still see through the peep sights if I wanted to. Trying to figure that part out. I've seen a couple of people doing it. I mean, I don't know if this is an age thing, but Steve Fisher has started doing he's doing lever guns. Chris Costa's doing lever guns. I'd never thought that much about him. I had never thought that much about him. But the other thing about that is that I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling, and apparently the lever gun is legal everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know if I take one into California. I don't know what the laws are there, but there aren't many places you can go that aren't going to blink at a lover gun.
Probably not going to be going to California anytime soon. Yeah. But anyway, running out of time. I hope you feel better. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the good people at thetruthaboutguns.com.
And to you too.
I hope you kick this and get back to yourself.
I'll be just fine. Thank you very much.
Very good. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. All the stuff that we talked about tonight, except for my gun combo thing, is from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Huge aggregator of all news, and probably going to be my mates at the press room when we get to. When we get to SHOT Show. I guess SHOT Show is going to actually happen this year. Yeah, but the T-Rex combo gun set, I'll be talking about that later. I might even shoot video about that. No, I'm definitely shooting video about that. Very pleased with that. If that's something you haven't cultivated yet, people, male or female, you ought to look into that. They're all older calibers, though. Remember that. They're all older calibers or pistol calibers. So, there's a little bit of a trade-off, but it's so elegant. Such a throwback to a different time. And at the same time, the 45-70 will take down a Velociraptor at range. Coming up next is going to be me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.